Time for breakfast. I now have on the line a woman that made her debut on the weekend for the AFLW. We're so proud of her from the southwest, Katie Jane Greaves. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. First off, congratulations. Not the result that you wanted, but you got to be proud. You got to be proud of debuting.
Oh, I was happy to be out there. It was such a great opportunity, and I'm just so happy that I got to make the run with the girls and, enjoyed it.
Talk me through the moment when they actually called you up and told you that you'd be playing the past weekend.
I was so shocked. I couldn't believe it would happen so quickly. And, I got straight on the phone to Mum because she'd already been over here for the last 2 weeks. And then I was like, you got to come back. So, yeah.
And then how did that compare to actually, marching out there with the girls?
Oh, it was unreal. And running out there and looking around and being with all the girls, they're like, just soak it up. So I did, it was good. I didn't feel that nervous being out there because I was so supported the whole way. So,
Katie, you mentioned it happening quickly. You've obviously got recruited originally on the rookie list. It's a quick ascension, mate, to make your debut in the third round, after getting drafted in the off-season as a rookie. Tell us about that and how quickly it's all happened.
Yeah, it has happened really fast, but probably the faster the better, since I don't have much time to think about it. But no, it's been really good, and I'm just glad I got elevated so soon because, I'm really happy.
No, that's great. I saw you got a couple of kicks as well. Got to be happy with that.
Yeah, got a few touches. It's good.
Is that your mindset when you're out there? You're like, just get a touch.
Yeah, just want that ball.
that's excellent. Good. Now, while you're only 20 years old, how much have you noticed the women's footy world change in the past few years since you've been playing?
Hugely. It's massive. Since I've started playing, it's been a massive eye-opener for all the women that are playing, and it's getting huge. Now, even in the southwest, I've noticed that so many more girls are playing. It's just unreal.
It really is. Katie, congratulations once again, and thank you for having some time to chat to us this morning.
Thank you.
This is your Week in the Stars with Felicity Sun.
I now have Felicity Sun on the line to have a look at the stars. Morning to you, Felicity.
Good morning, Alan.
Let's get into it. Let's figure out what's going on.
Here's your star guide for the week. Aries, libraries are full of information except how to get out the door, but calling for help won't work as the librarian will get angry. Taurus, travelling by plane is not a good way to get to the bottom of the road. Gemini, you will get that task done, I promise you, if you start it by the end of January. Cancer, if you work in a factory with a Capricorn, best to call in sick this week. Leo, your inability to say goodbyes is probably why your speech therapist keeps charging you for an extra half hour every week. Virgo, the stakes will be raised this Thursday, just before they are plunged down into your chest by frightened townspeople. Shave this week. Libra, you will stumble across the secret to a happy marriage this week, a secret so simple you'll take perverse pleasure in keeping it a secret from your spouse. Scorpio, there's a time and a place for everything, as 2 out of 7 Scorpios may discover as they fall into a rhino pit in mating season. Sagittarius, your first instinct this week will be to run, and your second will be to find your legs. Interpret this at will. Capricorn, fun and despair will be in the air this week when a confetti factory somewhere in the world explodes, killing 63 employees. A Capricorn will be to blame. Aquarius. Aquarius people rarely say one thing and do another, but they also usually do the wrong thing and don't discuss it. Pisces. Daydreaming and maxing your credit card won't make you happy, and neither will alcohol dependence to drown your sorrows, but you are popular among your co-workers because you have a free stash. And that's your guide to the stars.
Well, thank you very much, Felicity. Some great advice there.
Maybe the greatest advice you've ever heard, Alan.
Maybe. Just maybe.
With your weekend sports roundup, it's Out of Bounds. On the Southwest's Triple M.
And the man that, was just sitting in front of a TV all weekend long enjoying everything that is the world of sports, Aaron, mate, what happened?
Consume as much as I can all in one dose. Good call, well picked up there. Al in Pyeongchang, aerial skier David Morris has refused to let a judging controversy overshadow his exit from the Winter Olympics. The Sochi silver medalist ended up finishing in 10th place, one side outside the penultimate round yesterday. Obviously a bit disappointing considering he was one of our main medal hopefuls. In tennis, The great man has returned to where he should be. Roger Federer celebrated his return to the top of the world rankings with his second title of the season, swatting aside Grigor Dimitrov 6-2, 6-2 in the final of the ABN AMRO World Tournament. Looking at footy, the race for the AFLW Premiership is suddenly wide open. Frio's stunning upset of the previously unbeaten Melbourne Demons came with a little bit of luck, kicking 6-0. That's good kicking, isn't it? Six goals straight to 4-7-31. Skipper Cara Donnellan had 18 possessions and laid 8 tackles to put her moderate form from the first couple of rounds behind her. Mate, we spoke earlier, didn't we, with South Bunbury Footy Club's Katie Grieve. Wasn't she great? She's made her family and friends down here in the southwest very proud after her AFLW debut on the weekend. Although Brisbane ran away easy winners against Carlton at Icon Park. We don't really want to mention cricket over the weekend. Tassie thrashed an inexperienced WA by an innings and 87 runs in their Sheffield Shield match at Belrive Oval. The Red Army will be happy though. Perth Wildcats have tuned up for the NBL finals with a crunching 28-point win over the Cairns Taipans at Perth Arena.
Excellent, mate. Seems like the sport is only just starting to heat up. I can't wait for AFL to get back, but geez, seems like plenty's still going on.
34 days, mate. 34 days, 7 hours.
But who is counting?